Morning Prayer, Monday of the 5th week of Easter. Memorial of Saint Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. We praise you, Catherine, joyfully, and glory in your great renown, a shining light within the Church. Full many jewels deck your crown. Your virtues and your purity allowed your eyes to see but God. The courage of the humble soul sustained you in the path you trod. In troubled times you were a star, announcing true salvation's peace, restoring Christian ways of life, and causing angry strife to cease. The Holy Spirit prompted you to utter words of burning zeal, and shed his wisdom's light abroad with charity as sacred seal. Beloved spouse of Christ our Lord, set our cold hearts aglow with love, that by your prayers we too may seek his kingdom and the things above. All glory, Jesus, be to you, once born of virgin undefiled, who with the Spirit of your love and God the Father ever reign. Amen. All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia. To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Lord, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name. It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia. Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire. The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as King forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away. For to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia. With joyful praise let the church tell forth. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Virgin Catherine steadfastly begged the Lord to restore peace to his holy church. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Holy Virgin Catherine steadfastly begged the Lord to restore peace to His Holy Church. Alleluia. Christ is the spouse and crowning glory of virgins. Let us praise Him with joy in our voices and pray to Him with sincerity in our hearts. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the Holy Virgins loved you as their one true spouse. Grant that nothing may separate us from your love.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
You crowned Mary, your mother, Queen of Virgins. Through her intercession, let us continually serve you with pure hearts.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Your handmaids were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit. Through their intercession, grant that the lure of this passing world may not distract our attention from you.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Lord Jesus, you are the spouse whose coming was anticipated by the wise virgins. Grant that we may wait for you in hope and expectation.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Through the intercession of Saint Rose of Lima, who was one of the wise and prudent virgins, grant us wisdom and innocence of life.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Father, in meditating on the sufferings of your Son and in serving your Church, Saint Catherine was filled with the fervor of your love. By her prayers, may we share in the mystery of Christ's death and rejoice in the revelation of His glory, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.